Well, basically, right now the accounts have been frozen until the process of liquidation takes place. So what is going to happen is that no one can transact with the Allied Bank. And since they've asked to be liquidated, it means the Reserve Bank and the other authorities are going to put together all the assets of the Allied Bank and sell them. And from that, they'll then try to average out how much depositors will be able to get.
At what stage will depositors be able to recoup their accounts?
Look, this process is a very complicated process. It could take close to a year. Not going to be a very easy process. The people who are going to do the liquidation or the people who are going to be managing bank's liquidation are also going to be looking at who is supposed to get how much based on what the Allied Bank has in terms of assets. But what is clear is that depositors will not get 100% of profit, because the fact that this bank has closed down means that they are not able to sustain operations. So it means that depositors, investors, and all other creditors will not be able to get 100% of their money.
And the biggest question, of course, Mr. Gucera, is just how vulnerable or how strong is our banking sector?
Well, a lot of people say this country is overbanked. By 30 September last year, 14 out of 20 banks had complied with statutory requirements. And Allied Bank was one of the six which had not complied, and it's now shut down. So it means there is a bit of vulnerability. Although the banking system is strong, there seems to be too many banks for too few depositors at the moment.